This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in eastern Libya say at least 2,300 people are dead and several thousand others missing after two dams collapsed in the eastern coastal city of Darna, sweeping away large chunks of the city and leaving outlying regions underwater. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Torrents of water rush through the streets and alleyways, causing buildings to collapse and sweeping away vehicles in the eastern Libyan coastal city of Darna. Eyewitnesses say that two dams collapsed near the city, causing the deluge of water that inflicted the massive damage following heavy rain from Storm Daniel, a strong cyclone which hit the area last week. Rescuers carried hundreds of people to safety in eastern Libya's largest city of Benghazi after water surrounded their homes and vehicles. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Many survivors of Morocco's earthquake struggled in makeshift shelters on Tuesday after a fourth night in the open, while villagers in devastated mountain areas voiced frustration at having received no help from authorities. The death toll from the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck in the high Atlas Mountains late on Friday evening rose to 2,901, state television reported. The United Nations human rights chief on Tuesday said attacks in West Darfur by Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces and allied militia had killed hundreds.
Ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by the RSF and allied Arab militias have resulted in the deaths of hundreds of so-called non-Arab civilians, primarily from Masalit communities.
Volker Turk, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has more.
In typical fashion, North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had in fact set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East. His private train was headed to an unconfirmed destination for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. The Russian president gave little away to reporters who asked him why he was going to the Vostochny Cosmodrome on Tuesday, saying he had his own agenda there. U.S. officials have said arms talks between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing and that Kim and Putin were likely to discuss the war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, bowing to pressure from his party's hard right, gave the go-ahead on Tuesday for an impeachment investigation into U.S. President Joe Biden. The business dealings in Ukraine and China by Biden's 53-year-old son Hunter while his father was vice president under Barack Obama have been a constant target of Republicans. However, he has not been charged with crimes related to his foreign business dealings, and no credible evidence has emerged so far that the president was involved in anything illegal. Israel's Supreme Court is hearing the first challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious legal overhaul, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
As Israel's Supreme Court begins a hearing on petitions to strike down a law curbing its own powers, supporters and opponents of the government's judicial overhaul are taking to the streets. Those against it fear the plan will concentrate power in the hands of politicians and threaten a democratic system they're used to. Among them, this man protesting outside the Supreme Court.
I cannot see myself leaving a different social structure. And now I feel that the Israeli democracy is in peril.
Proponents of the plan and Netanyahu's coalition of ultranationalist and religious lawmakers say the country's unelected judiciary wields too much power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Google is confronting a threat to its dominant search engine as U.S. federal regulators launch an attempt to dismantle its internet empire in the biggest American antitrust trial in a quarter century. Over the next 10 weeks, federal lawyers and state attorneys general will try to prove Google rigged the market in favor by locking its search engine as the default in a plethora of places and devices. On Tuesday, prosecutors opened their case by saying it's about the future of the internet and whether Google's search engine will ever face meaningful competition. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.